This is a psychiatric evaluation. Patient name is Alma, A-L-M-A, Bentley, B-E-N-T-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 9/26/1944, referred by Dr. Rao. Examiner H. Singh, MD, date is 1/25/2013. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of depression. Patient was admitted here on Zoloft. History present illness, I reviewed patient's chart. This is a new referral to me. Patient was admitted here on 1/16/2013 upon transfer from Henry Ford Hospital. Patient was diagnosed with complex UTI, and she has multiple medical problems, including a history of stroke in 2011. Patient admits to feelings of depression, feels helpless and discouraged over her physical limitations. She denies any suicidal ideation, intent or plans. Patient has dysarthria and disfluent speech, secondary from CVA. She knew that she's on Zoloft, but could not tell me how long she has been taking Zoloft. She reports that she's sleeping a little too much and her appetite is good. No paranoia, delusions, hallucinations reported past medical history. Complicated UTI, hyperkalemia, urinary retention, history of CVA, hypertension, diabetes, psychiatric history, depression, drug, alcohol, tobacco history denied, family social history. Patient reports that she was married twice. Patient has one son who has been supportive and helpful. Patient's parents are deceased. She has two sisters living. Two brothers are deceased. Patient reports that she used to work for Chrysler Company. Patient talked about reverse mortgage on her home. Current medication, ferrosulfate, Tylenol, aspirin, colase, folic acid, Lasix, Neurontin, Narco, Protonix, Metformin, potassium chloride, Senna, Zoloft, 25 mg QD. Simvastatin. Patient is allergic to Keflex and penicillin. Mental says physical appearance, appropriately dressed, motor movements. right side hemiparesis, demeanor cooperative, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. Patient knew she's at nursing home but did not know the name of the facility, but she knew it's January 25th. Speech dysarthric and disfluent. Thought process is a period of confusion. Periods of mild confusion, mood, dysphoric, thought content expressing helplessness over her physical limitations, suicidal, homicidal ideation denied, delusions none, hallucination none, inside judgment, fair memory, cognition. Mildly impaired, patient could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Diagnostic impressions. Mood disorder, secondary to general medical condition, i.e. CVA 293.83. Access to none. Access 3, history of complicated UTI, urinary retention, hyperkalemia, diabetes, hypertension, history of CVA on 8/11. Access 4, moderately severe stressors. Access 5, GAF is 40. Discussion, other recommendations. ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Number one. Number two, I discuss with patients regarding continuation of Zoloft to improve mood. Staff needs to encourage patient to participate in activities and if depressive symptoms are persistent, Zoloft dose may have to be adjusted. Patient could also benefit from psychotherapy with Dr. Hitchcock. We'll follow with you, our psychiatric consultant, HCMD date 1-25-2013.